Welcome once again to another talk on Christian Science. This is Ann Beals, and my talk is coming to you from thebookmark.com, a website devoted entirely to Christian Science. I'm glad you're joining me in this talk, for the ideas I want to share with you are fundamental to understanding Christian Science. The title of this talk is Entering the Spiritual Realm Through Prayer. As you may know, in my previous talks, I discussed the discovery of a realm of supreme intelligence in the universe. I also said that hidden in this realm is a healing power beyond any we have ever known. I started my talks like this because I wanted to bring home to you the fact that God isn't off in some heavenly kingdom, inaccessible to you, indifferent to your prayers, and unaware of your needs. No, He is as close to you as your thoughts. Christ Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." Christian Science shows how we are already one with God. We just don't know it yet. As we find this out, the healing and protecting power in this hidden realm is ours to draw on whenever we need it. And this is not a theory. It's a fact that you can prove for yourself. Now, I've found there are three basic requirements for understanding this realm of divine mind. The first is a study of the Bible and works on Christian Science. And the second is a form of scientific prayer known as Christian Science treatment. And the third is commitment. You have to be really committed to study and the treatment if you're going to understand this hidden realm. You think and pray your way into it. And being committed to study and prayer is the only way to understand it. Now, the first commitment is a study of the Bible and writings on Christian Science. I want to explain to you how essential it is to read Christian Science. You know, you may already be a student of this science, and you're probably thinking that you have been reading and reading and reading, and if so, then I ask for a little patience so I can say this for those who may be new to this science. In today's busy life, we may read a little Christian Science now and then and expect healing when we need it. But in time, we find this doesn't work too well. To understand Christian Science and be able to draw on its healing power, you need to make time to study it. You need to study it as much as you can. This realm of supreme intelligence was completely hidden from the world until recently. Now the question is, how do we come to understand this hidden realm? We can't study it with a microscope or a telescope because it isn't physical. It's metaphysical, invisible. It's intangible, beyond the senses. Also, an understanding of this realm can be an extension of what we already know. It's new knowledge. It's different. It's a supreme intelligence, unlike our present state of mind. The fact is, we've never known anything like it before. Now, we can't create such a new form of intelligence out of what we already know, especially an intelligence as powerful as that which creates and maintains the universe. Because it is so different, we need a way to get to it, and we find this in Christian Science. Because this realm of supreme intelligence is mental, we must use a mental means for learning about it. And that begins with the study of Christian Science. For this science is the one sure way into the spiritual realm. Christian Science came into the world through Mrs. Eddy's study of the Bible. It first came as a religious revelation that restores to us the lost art of healing as it was practiced in Jesus' time. Today, we have a treasure trove of writings that reveal to us the nature, laws, contents, and structure of this hidden realm of mind. These writings are important because we face this invisible, intangible presence filling all time and space, and you know we haven't a clue as to what it's really like. And time will prove that authentic writings on Christian Science accurately define the nature of this hidden realm. And this is why our understanding of this hidden realm begins with the study of Christian Science. Extraordinary metaphysics came from Mrs. Eddy and the early students. They tell us what this hidden realm is like. They open it up for us. Mrs. Eddy's writings are the most profound, of course, but her students understood her revelation, and their addresses and other works are like handbooks on this science of God. Such writings of the past century are a priceless collection that takes us ever deeper into this hidden realm of mind. They're a constant source of inspiration and enlightenment, and they heal us. Never in the history of the world has such a unique collection of literature on the science of God been available for study. The bookmark is the first and only source at this time to provide such a large selection of pure writings by early and contemporary students of this science. My friend, for years I have read Christian Science. I still read it. This revelation is so profound that it never runs dry. New and deeper insights into God constantly unfold as we read. It's an ever-progressive education in divine metaphysics. However, I discovered long ago that reading alone is not enough. You need to know about the treatment, or the prayer of affirmation and denial. One main purpose in reading is to gather ideas to use in praying or giving the treatment. Although reading itself is a free form of prayer, it doesn't really open up this realm of mind the way the treatment does. Reading prepares you to pray scientifically. So next, I want to talk about this powerful form of prayer, the Christian Science treatment. I want to explain how important the Christian Science treatment is. But first, I would like to tell you how I learned of it. I can remember when I first started to study Christian Science, I wanted to know how to do healing work for myself. But this science was so vast a subject and there was so much to learn, I just didn't know where to begin. So after I was married and had a family, I took class instruction. As you probably know, this is a 2-week course in Christian Science given by a teacher authorized by the church. At that time, I had many serious challenges, pretty much like most of us have. It was with relationships and supply and health. While everyone's spiritual journey is individual, yet we all seem to have the same basic issues, and I certainly had mine. Well, in class, we were given an outline for treatment. We were told it originated with Mrs. Eddy to be taught in the primary class, such as the one I was in. It was not a formula, but a simple outline that gave direction and focus to our daily work. We were also told we should give about an hour each day to working with the treatment. When I was given this brief outline, I thought, yes. This is exactly what I was looking for. I could see the potential in it, and I was thrilled with it. And I would like to say that I went right home and began giving 1-hour treatments. But the fact is, I found it very challenging to do this metaphysical work for even a little while. In the beginning, I could only stay with it a few minutes at most. Then, from time to time, I would get sidetracked and go for days and even weeks without doing it at all. I could still get healings of such things as flu and colds and headaches by, as we say, holding to the truth. But when the deeply rooted problems didn't change, I finally realized that they weren't going to heal in time or with wishful thinking and a few minutes of holding to the truth every now and then. So I became committed to doing the treatment every day. I chose to give up many pastimes to stay home and devote more time to Christian Science, and this was my choice. As I stayed with it, I gradually reached the place where I could work with the treatment for an hour or more each day. And this work began to generate a flow of spiritual ideas because I was listening from within, so to speak. My understanding of this science began to grow, and every so often I could look back and see definite changes in my thinking. As I persisted, the more serious challenges began to give way. Slowly but surely, they were resolved. Not always as I would have outlined, but they did end in a way most harmonious under the circumstances. In looking back, I realized that our thinking really does determine our experience. If our mortal thoughts seem to give us a difficult life, then we need to spiritualize our mental atmosphere because time does not heal our challenges. Usually human hope and planning and effort do not change our life or make it better. But the dawning of spiritual ideas in consciousness is so powerful that nothing can stop the healing effect this has on even the most difficult and hopeless conditions. You know, I want to say that again. The dawning of spiritual ideas in consciousness is so powerful that nothing can stop the healing effect this has on even the most difficult and hopeless conditions. And this inner transformation comes mainly through the treatment. The treatment is sometimes called the prayer of affirmation and denial, or the argument. This prayer is the door to this invisible realm that has a healing power that can meet our every need. And we have Christian Science as the key to this hidden realm. In the treatment, we have the basis for a new form of prayer, scientific prayer. This prayer enables us to relate intelligently to this hidden realm of divine mind and learn to use the healing power in it. Our prayers will be answered in proportion to our understanding of Christian Science. And the purpose of the treatment is to convert faith to spiritual understanding. I'm sure many of us believe the things we read in Science and Health. So we might say we have faith in these ideas, that they are the truth. But we still have many erroneous beliefs that faith alone will not change. And that's why we must pray scientifically, to exchange faith for spiritual understanding. This begins in the heart of consciousness with the desire to understand God. In this prayer, we're not praying to get help or healing. We're praying just to know God better. Remember when God said to Solomon, "Ask what I shall give thee," and Solomon answered, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart." We're really asking to understand the infinite mind that inhabits all time and space. And to know God's thoughts, you need to shut out the world each day and pray for yourself. In this prayerful work, you're not praying for God to hear you. That's what we often do, you know. We want God to hear us. But Jesus said, "Your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him." Think how close this makes you to God. But in order to feel the presence of this divine influence and to hear His voice, God has to have your attention. You need to listen from within. This listening from within is a form of prayer. God's thoughts unfold to you when you are yearning to hear them. Then, in the sound of gentle stillness, you begin to convert faith to spiritual understanding. It's all an inner or subjective experience. This unfoldment of spiritual ideas comes through the treatment. I will discuss the treatment often in future talks. But for now, I will give you a brief description of it. It's a prayer unique to Christian Science. Many prayers today seem similar to this one, but I think you will find the treatment to be the most complete and effective prayer there is. I consider it the most powerful form of intelligence on earth today. In this prayer, you're not passive, asking for God's help. The treatment is a prayer of action. You take the initiative and you argue for the allness of God good, and you argue against the seeming reality and power of evil. By arguing for the allness of God good and against the power and reality of evil or animal magnetism, you find that many negative traits and false beliefs fade away, and new insights into God unfold in their place. At the end of each treatment, you could have some understanding of God that wasn't there before. If you're having this unfoldment of new ideas, then this is the healing power of the divine mind unfolding in your mind. And the purpose of the bookmark is to enable you to do this. Spiritual understanding comes through the appearing within of God's thoughts as new thoughts. Mrs. Eddy refers to these as angels. She writes of angels as God's thoughts passing to man. These thoughts illumine consciousness with ideas you didn't have before. They represent your own revelation of truth as you exchange faith for understanding. Such spiritualized thought is at the heart of all answered prayer. Reading and praying transforms consciousness, and this is what heals. So now I have discussed two of the basic essentials for entering the spiritual realm: study and prayer. Next, I want to show how essential it is to have a commitment to this prayerful work. To understand this realm of supreme intelligence, you need study and prayer and a deep and lasting commitment to this work. Now, what would keep us from learning about God and developing this power to heal through prayer? Much of it is the magnetic pull of the world we live in. The world today presents a very dark and frightening picture because it knows nothing about the spiritual age coming to light. It is a deeply disturbing time if we have no vision to see through the darkness and read the signs of the times. Actually, this turmoil is the breaking up of world thought as new knowledge comes to light. By making time to think in a more enlightened intelligence, you can see beneath the churning surface of today's world and discern coming to light a better world than we have ever known. So, you're faced with choices. Are you going to hold to the dark and disturbing viewpoint of the material world? Or are you going to learn about this realm of supreme intelligence, this spiritual dimension with its healing power? You know, you can't have both the material and the spiritual in the same mind at the same time. If you really want to know God, then you need to give up some of your earth weights and make time to study and pray. This prayerful work is an inner thing. It's subjective. We can't really hear the still small voice within while we're rushing about, listening to music, watching television, emailing, going on the internet, talking on our cell, shopping, socializing every spare moment. Perhaps you're like many today who would rather listen than read. But it seems that we usually listen while we're doing something else. jogging, driving in traffic, doing the dishes, preparing dinner. You may be doing something else right now as you listen to this talk. But when we're busy while we're listening, we're somewhat distracted. God doesn't have our full attention. We're not listening from within for the unfoldment of spiritual ideas. The treatment is the real key to the spiritual realm. It requires deep concentration on divine realities. Understanding the one mind is very serious work. We're seeking an advanced intelligence. You know, when you think about it, you can't learn algebra by listening to a class on it while you're jogging along. You can't become fluent in French listening to a talk on it when you're preparing dinner. Listening can supplement your study, but nothing takes the place of a mind entirely focused on the books, deep in prayer, asking God for an understanding heart. When you withdraw from the turmoil and confusion of life around you and make room in your thoughts for new ideas, you begin to sense the presence of the still small voice. You begin to hear God's thoughts. As you persist in this work, it has a very unexpected result. It begins to bring about in the heart of consciousness another selfhood, a spiritual identity that is hidden from the world, and you come to know the earliest unfoldment of yourself in God's likeness. You begin to discover the real you. This new selfhood is hidden from others simply because it's so different from world thought at this time. I would like to give you an illustration of this. Let's say you have a favorite interest, such as classic cars or gourmet cooking, and you read all about it. You actually become more or less an expert on the subject. But unless you're around those who share this interest, this special knowledge is more or less hidden from others. They don't identify with it. They can't discuss it with you. And they really don't care who built the Jaguar XKE or how to make creme brulee. So in a way, this is a side to you they don't really know. It's there, but they don't relate to it. That is your special interest. Each day as you read about God and pray to Him, you gain new ideas that you wouldn't have known if you had not set aside this time to listen for them. And gradually, you build a foundation of spiritual understanding within that couldn't come about without this time alone with God. Your study and prayers renovate the inner self. They spiritualize your human disposition. They transform consciousness. But this new selfhood is hidden from others. The world can't relate to it. Others may sense something special about you, but on the whole, they don't know this new person that's unfolding. The unfoldment of a spiritual selfhood goes much further than that of a special interest. As you learn to pray scientifically, your prayers are answered. If in your prayerful work you find new ideas unfolding, this is what brings about healing. Healing begins in the inmost thoughts. Because your life is a manifestation of your thoughts, this spiritualized mental atmosphere must move forth to heal and bless you. When you become a serious student of this science, when you make time and space in consciousness to hear God's thoughts, your prayers are answered. It brings healing. It protects you. And it unfolds blessings you couldn't possibly outline for yourself. In the end, you discover your real selfhood in God's image. Now, I want to summarize what I've talked about. There are three main points that will enable you to learn about the realm of supreme intelligence. First, you need to study the Bible and authentic works on Christian Science. Second, you need to work with a prayer that is unique to Christian Science, the prayer of affirmation, and denial, known as the treatment. And third, you need to have a deep and long-lasting commitment to study and prayer so that you can draw on the healing and protecting power that is yours as you understand God. This commitment brings to light your spiritual selfhood in God's likeness. Now, before closing, I want to give you some homework. I have a booklet I've written that relates to this talk. It's entitled Scientific Prayer. I wrote this booklet because it seemed many who study Christian Science do not know how to go deeper into it. I urge you to read Scientific Prayer. It expands on the ideas just presented in this talk and could give a much stronger foundation to your study in prayer. It will be a great help in understanding future talks. It lists 6 basic points to learning how to pray scientifically. This little booklet will be invaluable as we go forward in these talks. Again, I want to say I have enjoyed sharing these ideas with you. I hope you have enjoyed hearing them. I remind you that the spoken word is very fragile and temporary. So we listen to learn, but we must read to remember. I hope you will join me for my next talk. Until then, remember Christ Jesus' words. They shall be all taught of God. Goodbye, my friend, and God bless you.